It's Adam here. Happy holidays, everybody. This is Adam Masters on BBS Radio, and we've got a program, a great program ahead. The book name is Health Disclosure, and it's by, who else? Adam Masters. Sequence to Disease, very easy manual on how to cure or heal yourself, just about everything. And if there's something in the book that I may have missed that applies to you, give me an email. I have the cure for you in 10 minutes or the next day. So that's encouraging for housewives and truckers. No worry about diabetes, heart disease, cancer, heart attacks, any stomach problems. It's all temporary. It's in the book, and I try to make it as easy as possible, just clear, as few words as possible, not so technical. It's just aimed for mothers and truck drivers and the community. So it's a great book, and it's going over really well. So this show is all about making yourself well, and you've come to the right place. So tell your friends. It's call in at 1-888. There's three of them. So 1-888-627-6008. That's the call in number. And then the cell, you can listen live on your cell phone from anywhere that you can call this number. It's 716-748-0150. And the email is thehealthguy22@aol.com. If you got any health problems that aren't in the book, give me a call. So the secret is done by maximizing the potential of every cell in your body to thrive. That's the secret to health. There's very few diseases you can cure. Health is like an aquarium, and the water in your tank is similar to your health in the sense of the model. So when your health is high, aquarium levels are normal, everything's good. It's when your health declines, that aquarium water level comes down, you expose those rocks of disease that are gene weakness and from past trauma. That's why you're getting knee surgery and things like that. The knee surgery one is probably a bad example because that's really caused by autoimmune, which is mold. So that's chapter three of the book. And there's only five elements to health. And it's not pH. pH is the measure. It's the report card of your health. So getting alkaline blood is, yes, something you want to do to get healthy, and it's measured. It can be measured by your doctor. They're discouraged not to because it's the only measure of health there is. Everything else is a symptom. So if you want to address the cause, what you're doing is raising the level of water in your aquarium. So there's different models I've got as well. One might be the car, and everybody's got a car, and they see an oil light come on, and they might be down 3 liters of oil, and what the doctors do is they unscrew the light bulb. This book is about putting the 3 liters of oil in your tank, and maybe in your oil reservoir, and topping up all the other levels and changing filters that need be to get you to thrive. So thrive is once you can thrive, your immune system goes up, your energy, your endurance, your eyesight, your memory, your mood, everything that's cellular, everything to do with life goes up when the health of your aquarium water goes up, and it submerges those rocks of disease and ill health and backaches and headaches. Curing cancer is just curing the symptom. You can't cure cancer. You can take it out with oxygen for a dollar, and it has just about a 99% success rate. And the current system is, it costs about $100,000 not a dollar, but $100,000, and it has a success rate of about 1%. And I think they get the 1% because people, you know, stop working and change their diet. It's maybe a few points higher, but I just want you to get my point that there's better ways of doing things. And I can't imagine, I think somebody going for chemo is like running at a cliff as fast as they can, blindfolded. So once you find out there's options, then there's a path that you can lead and tell the other people in line at the hospital with their sleeves rolled up, ready to take the chemo, that there might be a better way. So there's something there to write down. I got asked about Morgellons. That's it, the cure for that's in the book. We've only got one patient cured on that, and it was profound. And that's in Chapter 8. And chronic Lyme, the cure is in Chapter 3, the cure for that. Cure for Herxheimer's, Lyme's disease, you can cure with a dollar worth of oxygen. It's all in the book. And I managed to keep it under 300 pages and very concise. So you can go, Chapter 8 is where you can go for a bee sting and put Portland cement with some water as a paste on it. And the sting goes away in about, the pain of the sting goes away in 60 seconds. So you don't need to be afraid of bees anymore. And yeah, that's some ideas I've been writing about that. Those two came to mind, Morgellons and Lyme's disease, both in the book. Morgellons is a man-made. You can watch on YouTube, Body Bugs Report 2. You just go on a search on YouTube, Body Bugs Report 2, and up comes Morgellons, and that's that can't be cured with oxygen. But the cure is at your grocery store, and everybody's got a grocery store in the neighborhood, so that's where you can find your cure for Morgellons. And the oxygen, you can get in a health food store. You never get your. I would recommend, unless under special circumstances, because I don't want to group everybody in, but you get your vitamins from a health food store because they have a higher life force energy. So you hear that a lot through the book. So your food is your life force energy. It gives you the energy of your life force, and it's transferred through the DNA into your cells from your blood. And the blood feeds your tissues. So you can actually improve your health in 30 minutes and your vision just by drinking a glass of juiced organic vegetables, ABCs of vegetables. So we've got call-in number 1-888-627-6008. And you can listen live at 716-748-0150. And so the truth is the truth. And whether I sell 10 million books or not, whether I walk alone or not, doesn't matter how many letters I have under my after my name, the truth is the truth. I think when you read the book, you'll know the truth. It's not rocket science, but it works on the premise of things good for you and things bad for you. So I'm finding that vaccinations are bad for you. On the side of the box is mercury. And for some reason, the media is reporting there's no mercury in vaccinations. Yet you contact the CDC website and it's got, they're injecting kids with 50,000 units of it. And I don't see how that can improve your health. So there's a lot of problems that government is not, they're not being very concise, very ethical, I'd say. I've got to choose my words carefully here, but I think government is the biggest threat to our health. So I found that the only thing that stops you from finding the truth is belief. So I say believe in this, invest in yourself. I think people invest more in a tune-up or an oil change than they do in their own health in their lifetime. So you can get the book off it's Balboa Books, BalboaPress.com is their website, BalboaPress.com. It's also, you can find it on Amazon. with PayPal. But confusion is the result of absence of knowledge, and it's something you end up handing over control if you're left in confusion or ignorance. And the media is always stirring up confusion and debates, but there is no debate with science. It's yes and no, and it's very clear. And you know, it comes from fear, and it's something that we need to be conscious of. A lot of people are starting to wake up, but actions are needed, you know, to follow through on emotions and thought. And I found that the real law of attraction is natural law. There is no negotiation. It's based in truth. It's moral. It's in harmony with nature. If you're not in harmony with nature, you're not moral. And people are starting to become more moral. And what I found is, as long as you can live and your actions do not harm another, you're living the right way. And I'd say the wrong way is not based in truth. It's immoral. It's opposite to natural law. Actions that hurt another is a wrong way to live. So accept the truth, and it's the right way to live. So control means you're a slave. You know, if the health that we're offered is not based on truth, it's immoral, and we're giving up free will and personal responsibility. So learn that natural law works, and it works through morality, not blind acceptance of willing followers, but you've got to act it. You know, that includes the police, and they need to, maybe they have to do their job, but they don't have to hurt anybody. And rights only exist in nature. If rights are put into words, then those words can be changed. So I think what we have to do give service to truth instead of service to self, like pursue the truth instead of self-indulgence. So it doesn't matter what you believe about health, you're bound by it. And it's non-negotiable, and it's positive versus negative. Love is constructive. Fear shuts down access, almost refuses the truth. It's destructive.
Honeybone on line two. Honeybone.
Okay, I got a caller in line two. That's Honeybone.
Hi.
Hi there. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Adam. Thanks for having me on your show today.
Yeah, so I thought it would be great to have you, because you were telling me about the different ideas that you had. You were watching a show yesterday, the WTO in Seattle in 1999. It stirred emotions, and then you realized how much you've evolved. So I was wondering if you had any ideas about that you wanted to talk about.
Oh, yes. We had been sharing about learning about the process of moving from a place of love. And I spent a lot of time fighting against things I didn't like. I didn't like to see in the world that I felt was unjust for a while. And I think collectively as a group, we tend to want to fight these things and to come at these issues with an open heart and learning how to create the alternatives in our lives from our hearts is something I learned from that time.
Mm-hmm. The media portrays it as protests and uprising, but you
right,
had a different
a lot
idea.
Of conflict and anxiety assigned to the energy, when truly it's simply human beings asserting the truth in their hearts that they feel. And
mm-hmm.
when we get to a place of heart wisdom and move from there, it tends to work better for us all the way around.
Mm-hmm. You were saying it's a movement. It's not a protest. It's a shift.
Truly. Mm-hmm. It's something we're creating, a new way of being in the world that includes consciousness and an understanding of oneness, which feeds the consciousness of one. And once we understand that, it's a lot easier to navigate the emotional part of the conflict that's portrayed, the us and them, and the fight. It's portrayed as a fight in this war-type analogy. And
that can be stressful.
We can't really win. Yeah, we can't really win that way. We have to meet the conflict with love.
Yeah, they can't beat us. They can't beat us in the arena where evil exists, I guess. But you mentioned something about sympathetic nervous patterns when you're fighting and you're stressed and you're protesting. But
I've been learning a lot about the heart as a mechanism of health in our body. And, you know, really realizing how intelligent the heart is as it contains a great number of neural cells. It is the strongest organ of perception in our body. And really learning about how the heart affects our health physically as an endocrine gland, as an oscillator in our bodies. And the two different types of systems that we have in our body create different states of well-being in our body. And when we go sympathetic or in a great linear thinking pattern, and that creates a lot more stress on our body through hormones that are excreted. And when we shift to a heart-centered place, our other system kicks in, the parasympathetic nervous system, and that one starts to feed our body all the healthy things.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a subtle learning of how to be in alignment with your heart and to balance our brain emphasis in our culture. Our culture has emphasized the brain so much that it will pull us out of alignment with our hearts very quickly.
Mm-hmm. So just and follow your bliss.
And has contributed greatly to heart disease in our country.
Mm-hmm.
One of the number one killers.
Stress
heart disease. And so I think we're learning as a group how important the health of the heart is.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at it with a whole new perspective of its function.
So it's I like that word coherence. Parasympathetic system is in coherence with your body and letting go, following your bliss, and following the truth.
Yes.
And implementing things that are not fear based but constructive and in love and in community. And I think that we need to somehow turn the ship away from fighting evil to just embracing the community, family, kids and pets and what we're here to do, you know, enjoy the earth and Gaia and get our actions and emotions in line with our thoughts.
I agree with you, Adam. I agree with that. A heart-centered world moves from a place where we've cultivated intuition in ourselves and what feels right on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And to work with the heart of the earth is why we all signed up to be here.
Mm-hmm.
To create
mm-hmm.
with her the alternatives from what our social and our government system seem to be creating around us.
Yeah, because if you live in fear, you can only, you know, you only create confusion, and out of confusion, you know, there's control and chaos and evil and ignorance and destructive things. And I think there's there's a shift coming, and I just wish it would come fast enough, because it tears my heart out to know that little babies are coming into the world getting inoculated with these vaccinations that contain 50,000 units of mercury, and it just, I look in their eyes and they're not as bright, and I just want to do something. I just want to know how to turn the ship, get these people, you know, get people well. You know how many people don't even know what GMO is? It's mind-boggling.
It's startling, and it's been brought into our world that way by design. However, we can't let all of the negative things take over our process. I feel that if we stay in a mindset and understanding, a heart knowledge set, say, a heart mind, where we know that love and the heart, the power of the heart, can overcome whatever is brought at us. It will stay positive.
That's why it's good for me to talk to you once in a while. It keeps me in focus of positive attitude, and I walk away thinking, yeah, that's the way I want to be. I want to be positive. I want to be constructive. I want to help. I want to... freedom for everybody, and goodness, and service to truth, and refuse the nonsense. There seems to be no shortage of nonsense in the media talking about vaccinations, GMO. We're trying to wish these chemtrails to go away, but I awaken every night. They're chemtrailing because the ambulance or our sirens are going, and I'm trying to tell people. We can make a difference. How do you think we might be able to get people well and thinking about getting healthy? I don't know. Maybe throwing out the TV and microwave might be an idea.
There's a lot of dependency upon things that if we were to get to our true center of health, that we have to let go of. Or at least create a new relationship with an understanding of, you know, sometimes, quite often, in fact, convenience is toxic. And that is something we haven't really acknowledged in our world, that, you know, a lot of the goals and technology and food preparation and all these things have led to convenience in our lives, but they're not the healthiest choices for our optimum selves.
Yeah, that's the food process.
That's one way to look at it. It's hard not to get sucked into the cultural pattern, the cultural wave.
To what everybody else is doing.
As we cultivate our own intuition and our own coherence with our hearts, then we become wiser in making choices, because if it doesn't feel right, and we learn how to distinguish the difference, we can make new choices.
Yeah,
and getting back to the role of creation and creating our worlds, one world at a time, that feel better.
Yeah, boost your immune system.
It's very, very local based, very simplified, and very independent of the corporations and what they want us to believe that we need from them.
Mm-hmm. Are you, I understand that you're having a baby. Congratulations. And
thank you.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful time. The mystery of creation is a beautiful thing. I'm in awe every day.
Right. And I guess in your state, to put your baby in, your little girl or boy in school now, I think in your state you have to vaccinate, and it's mandatory. Otherwise, you have to homeschool, they call it.
Yes, I plan on homeschooling my child. I always have. So, I'm not affected by the mandates on that level.
You just steer around and steer clear.
I don't think it's fair that children have to be mandated to receive these things. It's clearly a company that's gotten a contract for the goods. Now they have to sell the goods. And I just don't believe in that as more of a priority than the true health of the child and the children in general. People before profit. We've been, you know, working up and down with that theme for many years, and one day we're going to get there. We're going to create a world that expresses that in its nature.
Not soon enough.
It is about people.
Yeah, externally controlled.
Right. How do we imagine a place, a system where businesses don't function simply for profit? They function for the goodness of the people in their community.
That would be a good
start.
Where
do we find that? Yeah, where do we find those models, and how do we repeat them?
Well, I'm troubled because this past week, one of the manufacturers of PCA, it seems to be, it detoxes heavy metals and seems to be evolving as a cure for autism in kids. And the FDA's knocking at the door, shutting them down. And I just wish these enforcement agencies would go away, because they seem to be hurting the society, hurting the community, and not acting in the best interest of the community. So...
Yes, it's unfortunate that it does seem to be that our agencies that we pay through our tax dollars to work for us, to look out for our good and our well-being, have been pirated, so to speak, by corporate interests. And that was never the way the model was meant to be played out. It's not a democratic system when... you know, the people are losing big time to the corporations who have control of the agencies. We lose double time in that level.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to weed out the pirates. And that takes a lot of civil action. Talk to your congresspeople.
Yeah, sooner or later.
Somehow we've got to make... Do we work within the system and make the waves in the system to change? How do we get the directors of these things to change? How do we get the momentum of their directions of work
make
to change?
Bring attention and create some ripples and drink good water.
Yeah. Lots of love as creating fields of love. Through your actions, through your food, through your family, through your community, is a great way to get ourselves unhooked from the dependency upon the corporations. Creating sustainable local relationships all around helps us empower individually away from the other dynamic.
Right, yeah.
And in the meantime, you know, all we need to do is educate ourselves to empower all the healing that nature has provided from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. So here's a saying I saw. If you are depressed, you are living in the past. If you are anxious, you are living in the future. And if you're at peace, you're living in the present. But,
I like that.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful way of describing the different modes of health.
Yeah, when you try to control everything, you enjoy nothing. You know, so I guess we've got to get rid of our little Battlefield 4 video games and get out to nature and put your feet in a stream and hug a tree and get to introduce yourself to your neighbors and tell them about good organic food. And I know you have an interest in gardening and flowers and things like that.
Oh yes, it helps. It helps me keep going in a positive direction.
So
can't express enough how important it is to connect with the earth and the cycles of the earth and the moon, and how that act in and of itself will bring more wholeness to anyone.
So you did a cleanse. How did that help you? You did a liver cleanse, and how did that make you
feel? I did. I did one of your liver cleanses this summer with my partner. We did it together, and It was very quick, very convenient, and convenience in a good way, in the sense that it didn't take a lot of energy.
You caught yourself, yeah.
To clean these things out of my body, and I got my sense of humor back.
That's great.
I felt
the frequency
afterwards.
Mm-hmm. So,
it was a very powerful cleanse. I wasn't expecting the results that I got, and I was very pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, and you might have done it for $20 or less.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's
less
key.
Than $20 we spent on that cleanse.
So if you did that cleanse, I was telling people last week, if you do that cleanse, $20, it's in chapter five of my book, and a dollar's worth of hydrogen peroxide from your local organic store, you can cure cancer. You know, just so you support your body by detox and get rid of the infection. Cancer is just inflammation, infection, really. And for, I don't know, $20, you can cure yourself of cancer. And these hospitals are charging $100,000, and the results are dismal. So I think if we can give people alternatives, then they can bring themselves out of fear and enjoy life, enjoy their stamina and endurance. But I think that this is a health show, so I'm just rambling on for a minute. But
it's important to bring that power back to ourselves and knowing that we have everything we need to overcome whatever dis-ease has occurred in our being. And and having the belief that we know we can do it, each person individually, to have that belief is one of the most important parts.
It can happen. Mm-hmm. But I had, there's something. I was in a wheelchair, and I something out of Walgreens, 2 grams and a glass of water on an empty stomach, and it removed the pain out of my legs, better than taking morphine, which I was prescribed Demerol and morphine. It took out the pain better. So having that choice, I had access to information to the cure for autoimmune, but he's in handcuffs and duct tape right now. But that's the best thing that happened to me. It got me out of my wheelchair, got me free, and I cured my cancer. And then got inspired by you and your partner to go out and write this book. And thank you guys. And then trying a few of the things, you know, the cleanse and a few of the nutrients. And you were trying to get pregnant at the time, and we tried some iodine, and which is a fertility nutrient.
I did use iodine for 9 months before we conceived. And I was also going to mention, I can't overlook the fact that I did the liver cleanse too, just months, like 2 months before we conceived. So that I don't overlook that synchronistic part of it.
Yeah.
The liver cleanse itself, I mean, it's such a simple cleanse, the Epsom salt cleanse, and simple but powerful.
Yeah.
And the energy that it, you know, released within my liver to do its work, its normal nutritional distributional work, I think helped all systems in my body.
Yeah, and you did trace minerals, I remembered, and you were doing some teas to balance your hormones.
Yes, and I had some herbal teas. We had a whole herbal natural fertility program that focused on my whole body's health. And it wasn't fertility drugs that I went to. It was nurturing all the systems of my own body to get to a place where there was great health.
That's it. So you got to look forward to, we can encourage women listening that you are in your 40s and you conceived and you're going to have a baby and it's going to be awesome. And we did it the natural way with nutrients. That's your trace minerals and some meal replacement and organic food and surrounding yourself with good people and your partner, and balancing your hormones with natural method teas and cleansing, I think I forgot to mention. And lo and behold, you got a little baby bump. It's getting bigger.
Baby entered, and here we are, and it's a beautiful, beautiful time of creation.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Adam, for getting your words out there to the world through your book and inspiring all of us to take a closer look at what we can do to create health.
Yeah, I think it starts by making a difference in yourself. You got to ask yourself, are you happy? And if your answer is no, you got to ask yourself, do you want to be happy? And if the answer is no, then keep doing what you're doing. So this is very, very high-level university stuff here, Honeybone. So do you want to be happy? If you answer yes, do something different, right?
That's right.
But,
and we have all the tools we need to learn everything we can possibly do. And really, as a global community, we're getting more connected, and all kinds of old and new information is being shared. So it's up to us, really, every one of us, to choose to create health.
Gandhi said, even if you are in a minority of one, the truth is still the truth. So I guess I got my book out here. I think you should, you've got a book. You know a lot about the earth and plants and rocks, quartz, crystals. That's it.
Yes, I work very closely with the crystals.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing time and again in the conversation is that you have passion. You have desire, passion, and inspiration, and it's nice to hear it come through in your voice in every situation, even with the so-called riots, protests, which is really just in a movement, just standing up to authority hurting the community. It's passion, you're following your passion, and I think if we can. But that passion, like you said, doing the Epsom salt cleanse, came up. Your passion raised, your energy came up, your sense of humor came back just with a $20 cleanse, and so it makes me think that the book might have a positive effect if I can get it out to enough people to show others the way, I guess, a different way, rather than pharmaceuticals and GMO food. In your community, do people know much about GMO? Do they talk about it much?
There's a great awareness here. I live in Sedona, Arizona, and there's a lot more awareness. But it's all very shady the way it's come upon us as a population, and once again, it's up to us to do the research and learn about the levels with which it has infiltrated our food supply and make choices accordingly with our dollars every day.
Yeah, they're getting a little scarcer.
I am blessed to live in a place where there's great awareness of it, and I do believe that the awareness is growing like a wildfire.
You find that in your community.
And people are we're having too many real-life experiences with food allergies and obesity and diabetes and all these strange autoimmune syndromes, and our body is... Something has changed, and I think it's in the food supply. And I think we're gonna hit a crescendo mark where people have too many real experiences with these things to not look a little deeper.
I call them crises. My pancreas stopped working, or open heart surgery, or my heart stopped. I better do something about my health. I better do something different, I guess, but it seems to be crisis that might be, well, I don't know. U.S. has about 50% of the population is overweight, and 75% of people over 65 have a chronic disease. And it's like, whoa. That's, and then we have communities.
Yeah, there's something wrong with this picture.
There's something wrong with this picture.
The wealthy lands of America, the people are suffering, and we are the most overfed and undernutritioned.
Undernourished, yeah.
Undernourished, thank you.
That's a good word.
The group of people on the planet. So there's a lot more to the equation, and it's time for everyone to take responsibility for creating health by choosing healthy food, getting back to the kitchen, getting back to cooking, things from scratch, away from processed food.
I read something that everything that comes out of a microwave is dead in 4 seconds.
Yeah, there's no life force left in it. And
so it actually
truly, I believe we need a new system
microwave?
Of measuring what's in our food. And that would include, for me, a quotient of life force. How much life force is in this food?
That's what I put in my book. That was an idea I included in the book. I said we need to, instead of measuring these chemicals that are labeled on the side of the, I'm not sure why they need to be there or how it benefits us, but I thought on the front should be stamped life force energy. Anything that is not life-sustaining, I made a summary that it is a poison, therefore a poison. Yeah.
Right, there could be a level of, you know, 1 through life force quotient of 1 through 10 or 1 through 20, however detailed we want to get with it. And actually recently saw a system like this. It was a little different, but it was created within its own store. And I bought, we bought something at the deli with chicken in it, and on the label it had animal well-being quotient, and it was a scale of 1 to 5 on how healthy the animal was that was raised to make that food.
Yeah, because
now here we go. That's an awesome system.
There we go. So that's somebody leading the way, showing us the way by example, and that's
It was very creative, and it was like, okay, at last there's some movement towards the next.
Thing. Yeah. It's
but not, we're all ready for it. Everybody's ready for it.
Are you ready for
it? New year, let's do it.
Yeah. No time like the present. I call it there's full spectrum nutrition, but it's we seem to be eating fragmented nutrition. And it's part of a lot of, you know, diseases. I found one disease was muscular dystrophy is a selenium deficiency. And, you know, scurvy was vitamin C deficiency. There's all kinds of supplements. But if you can get them all in one shot, I found that to be real convenient. You know, being a bachelor, you know, you just open up a bag of your meal replacement at a Sedona there, and you've got it all in one bag, and it's great. Take it on the road. That's what I was thinking. The truckers going down the road, instead of the truck stops, they could have meal replacement and a 5-gallon thing of water full of antioxidants, you know, and Himalayan salt in their 5-gallon jug. Having a hard time getting that word out. So,
Really good whole food-based supplements and herbal supplements are key to vitality and health. And
I think the
discussion that's been happening in the media lately is the doctors got together and decided to write articles about how supplements weren't doing anyone good and they shouldn't waste their money on supplements. Well, there's the whole spectrum of supplements. So I thought they were kind of throwing it all under the bus a little too...
So it's just it's not information, it's just propaganda.
Precisely. I felt the propaganda alarm go off in my head when I saw the interviews and on the corporate media stations and read the articles in the corporate media papers, and I thought, oh, this feels like propaganda. What are the different equations there? You know, they're working hard to try to renegotiate how we distribute supplements right now, so it could have something to do with that.
Yeah, they're stopping them. I heard they only allow a month's supply of supplements to go across the border now. And they're starting in Canada, they're starting to take the hydrogen peroxide off the shelves, and the few stores that still have it, you have to fill out a questionnaire what it's for and who you are and contact information. And it's like, some of the customers are saying, none of your business. But I think if we, I think that if we're going to manifest abundance, we have to be out of pain and thriving at our full potential. And hopefully we can show by example a way to exist. And the book, just take a second here. The book's called Health Disclosure by Adam Masters. And it's at BalboaPress.com. And you can get it for cheaper than a Big Mac. You can download it right off the off the website there. And if you read the book, you might not want another Big Mac again, because it's. I saw a YouTube video where they had a McDonald's hamburger and fries sitting on a shelf for 14 years, and it looked the same as it was delivered out the drive-through window. And, whoa. doesn't that go against your common sense there? That maybe something might be wrong?
Yes, that strikes a strange chord in my intuition.
Yes, your intuition might be working well, but I think politics is just meant for administration, but they seem to be imposing on our will and the good of society for some propaganda or some made-up reason every week, every night. And when I was a little kid, I used to watch the news and think, I live in a great world, but where's this happening, all this war and unrest, they call it. It was just never bought into it. And then they said cigarettes were good for you, and I slowly withdrew that. But yeah, I think that what was the best thing that you did? For me, it was juicing, the best thing. And then the meal replacement got me out of my wheelchair. What are the best things that you and your partner have found in your daily?
Well, in my journey, like the first thing that really connected me back to the abundance of medicine that simply is here on this planet for us, was learning about the wild medicinal herbs and the history of their usage, and then also learning Ayurvedic medicine that goes back 2,000 years.
Yeah.
I'm really feeling the consciousness of that. And that's what started my journey with all the elements as sources of healing. And I moved from the plants to the flowers to the crystals.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm using them all together in my practices.
Yeah.
So and reconnecting with the earth aligns us with the source of our truest power. And that's, one of the intentions of this exploration of her medicines is all these beautiful ways we can connect and learn and become whole again. Healing is wholing. We make ourselves whole.
Yes. I think, this stuff was very foreign to me, and it seemed kind of hokey pokey, and I didn't get it. And it took me to the point of getting into a wheelchair, and I still didn't get it. It wasn't until I was at it and I go, hey, this is starting to make sense. And I think we don't always agree upon everything, but we can agree upon one thing. We want everyone to be well, living without pain. And we all have different opinions on how to get there. And my book's
yes.
one of them. It's called Health Disclosure, and it's the sequence to disease and obesity. It figures what I did was I figured out how inflammation happens, and then I found through intuition and then testing it that all inflammation is an imbalance in one of the five elements of health. And I determined the five elements of health and measured it with pH. Watch it come up as you rebalance each element, you know, hormones, and I'd go with the blood tests, you know, route, and because mine was kind of a little more dire, but my situation, but, you know, as I, you know, I would, I never, for the longest time, never got into juicing, and then I did, and I had enough energy to write this book. I could get my head off the table and have the energy to put a day's work into it. Whereas before I could barely do an hour, and the transformation was miraculous and improved my eyesight. So I just want to tell the world about that and getting the book out there, and then trying to get people to try and buy it is can be hard. But the people who do are coming back, Honeybone, and buying 10. They're becoming healers.
Yay! But, I'd love to hear
yeah.
that.
They're becoming healers. I got to send another box of 10 out, and they're actually taking joy in this. They're taking an interest, not only in their own health, the thrill of it. They want to share it, and they're buying 10 books. And they're saying, if you can't afford it, I'm giving you a book. This thing worked for me, you know. And I got one friend, patient or friend, all the patients are friends, but they getting a stroke victim, getting back feeling in their leg and walking with joy because feeling's coming back in a part of the body that she needs that she lost a year and a half ago, and in 2 weeks on the meal replacement there with the trace minerals, feeling's coming back. So she's becoming a healer and spreading the books, and they're like cheerleaders, you know, in the community now. Look at me, you know. It's a great feeling. So, yeah, that's at BalboaPress.com. I always have trouble getting that out of my mouth. So maybe I'll have to write it down and
practice.
Get that out there, eh?
Practice.
Yeah, so for coming on the show, you get a free book, and I'll contact you afterward where you can get it. And
okay, thank you, Adam. I love that. Thank you so much.
Congratulations on arrival, a baby coming around the corner in the new year, so lots to look forward to.
Thank you.
And I bet you're getting all the songs and coloring books
ready to go. Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah.
Here we go, around again.
Yeah, let's celebrate, and you know, let's celebrate our differences, and just find things to celebrate, find things to enjoy. You found them with your quartz and your plants and the nature, and I've found mine with health and other things. You know, I like the sun and boating and things like that. So. We'll celebrate our inspiration in the new year. So happy new year to everybody out there in listening land of BBS Radio. Thanks for tuning in. And the book's called Health Disclosure by Adam Masters. And it's been another great week and another great year, 2013. Hallelujah. Anything you'd like to say there?
Everybody get out there and create health in your community and your lives. Happy New
mm-hmm.
Year.
Yes.
Let's get creative.
Maybe we'll get you back on the show. Thanks for coming
okay.
in.
Thank you, Adam. It's been a pleasure.
You
we'll talk
bet.
Soon.
Right. Bye for now. Okay, everybody. So that's December 28th wrapped up. And let's pursue health and wellness and create a reality we want to live in. And if there's any health issues that you need to pursue, they're in the book. And if they're not, you can get me at the health, the health guy, 22@AOL.com. And we can fill in some blanks for you or bring you along and spread the news. There's some wellness on the way. We might not need Obamacare for as much as we thought. And I believe in that. Everybody that's participated as patients writing the book believe in that. So some good things coming. And ready to roll. Have a good weekend, guys. Bye for now.